We're back here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined by John Job here from K-State Research and Extension 4-H program. We're talking about the CWF experience, Citizenship Washington Focus.
Nailed it.
All right, I'm glad I got that right. That's going to be taking off here in June, right?
That's right, yeah. We'll head off in June 20th is our departure date.
June 20th, all right. So seats locked up for that here, but let's say somebody wants to sign up for this in the future.
Yeah.
How can they do that?
Yeah, so, you know, this is full disclosure. This is a program that is offered through our local Riley County 4-H program. As I mentioned, it is for high school age students. We do this every 3 years, so if somebody's interested, now would be the time to, you know, get involved with our local youth development programming here in Riley County. And really, all we ask is a year and a half out from the trip that you are committed to participating in all the fundraising and the meetings and that kind of stuff. So if you're hearing me and you're in that, let's say, what would you be, 11 right now, 10 to 11 years old, you could go with us on our next trip. So contact me at the Riley County Extension office and I can kind of walk you through what this will look like and how you get plugged in.
Very cool. And so a lot of stuff they're going to see here. How long is the trip?
They are gone for they are gone for 8 days.
8 days. So plenty of time. As mentioned, they're going to go to the National Mall, all the monuments, stuff like that. So
they'll get their steps in, believe me.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity here for
absolutely. You know, as I mentioned, we went in 2016, and I run into my 4-H'ers that are either at the end of their high school career or have graduated on, and they still, when I talk to them, we usually end up talking about, do you remember when we were on the CWF trip? And for them, for a lot of them, it was a once-in-a-lifetime trip that really kind of opened their eyes to not only national politics, but history and, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's a great trip.
Very good. Well, what else do you guys have coming up here?
Well, as I told you a few minutes ago, I'm hesitant to even say fair, but it's around the corner. We got to talk about it. You know, for the public out there, anybody listening, if you have never had the opportunity to come out and check out the Riley County Fair, I would encourage you to do so. This year's fair running from July 25th through July 29th out at Seco Park. I hate to say traditional, but we do have a lot of those traditional fair things going on. You know, there's a huge carnival event that goes along. We have about every different kind of food you could imagine. And then, you know, on the 4-H side, we do have both indoor exhibits as well as outdoor livestock exhibits that you can come and engage and talk to 4-H'ers and learn about all the hard work and that they've put into their projects. But with every fair, we also like to encourage the public to actually get involved. There's a couple different ways you can do that. We obviously have open class fair entries that anybody can get involved in. We do things like an annual fair pie contest. So if, you know, maybe you're somebody who bakes or you're a pie aficionado, you can contact us at the extension office and we can kind of talk you through what that's going to look like. We always do some type of horticulture challenge. Through the years, we've grown everything from, you know, cucumbers, largest cucumber to largest sunflower head. This year, we're doing largest yard-long beans is what they're called. And so I myself are going to participate in this. I just planted mine. So if you're interested in engaging those kind of public things during fair time, I would encourage you, again, just to contact the extension office. One thing we always do for our county youth that maybe aren't within our 4-H program currently is we offer a open class building creations challenge. And for those of you who have been out to the fair, maybe with your young person, your child, grandchild, and have seen our Lego exhibits, what we do is we allow for the public to bring in Lego creations. That includes adults too. And they are judged, and top prize in each of our four categories, junior, intermediate, senior, and adult, takes home a sizable Lego prize. So that's kind of another opportunity for the public to get involved with what we have going on during fair time. So,
all right. And I don't know, do you guys need judges or anything like that?
You know, at this point, if you have a specific interest or I should say expertise, you could always contact us over at the Extension office just to say, hey, put my name in the hat. I'm an expert in foods judging or horticulture judging. We're always, you know, looking year after year for some new talent. Contact the Extension office and we can let you know if we have somebody, if we're looking for somebody. So
Brandon, are you going to be judging that pie contest? I know you were asked.
Yeah, somebody did reach out to me about judging a pie contest there at the fair.
And your answer was?
I said, yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Okay, this is exciting.
Yeah, your predecessor also judged the previous fair's pie Did contest he? As well. So you're continuing the tradition, I suppose.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I have to find my notes here of when I got to be there, but if they're listening,
that's exciting. I think I think you'll be in good company. I think we have County Commissioner John Ford is coming over to judge as well. So,
that's right.
Yeah, you guys are going to be full.
Yeah, definitely. I'll look forward to. I won't eat anything up till that.
Like 24 hours out, you just got to fast.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Well, great. It's good to have you on the show again. We'll talk.
Yeah,
to
always
you again
a pleasure.
Sometime down the road, John Job again from Raleigh County 4-H, K-State Research and Extension 4-H.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, lots of stuff there.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We'll continue on In Focus after this, News Radio KMAN.